The International Gastronomy Festival Les Étoiles de Mougins shone on September 14 and 15, 2024, with its diversity and conviviality in Mougins. This event, dedicated to culinary art, brought together more than 100 prestigious chefs, both French and international, with Guillaume Gomez, former chef of the Élysée and French gastronomy ambassador, as the guest of honor. For its 15th edition, the International Gastronomy Festival Les Étoiles de Mougins reinforced its international spirit more than ever, celebrating the connections between French gastronomy, foreign chefs, and world cuisines. During the press conference, Richard Gailey, the mayor of Mougins, and Chef Guillaume Gomez emphasized the importance of the festival, where the village of Mougins transforms into a vast culinary theater for 2 days, bringing together the world's greatest chefs to share their passion, secrets, tips, and recipes with food lovers and those who appreciate the art of living, all around local products. Nestled in the hills overlooking Cannes, Mougins is a place favored by artists and food lovers alike. Its picturesque charm and gastronomy make it an ideal setting for such a festival, born from the desire to highlight the culinary richness of the region and to create an event that combines tradition and innovation in the art of cooking. Since the 1950s, Mougins has attracted visitors with its talented chefs, such as Roger Verge, the inventor of Cuisine du Soleil. Having earned 7 Michelin stars in the 1970s, Mougins is recognized for its contribution to both French and international gastronomy. In 2012, it became the only French city labeled Ville et Métier d'Art for gastronomy. Founded in 2006, this festival pays tribute to Chef Roger Verge, who left a lasting impact on the history of French gastronomy and that of Mougins. It quickly gained an international reputation, attracting renowned chefs, culinary enthusiasts, and passionate visitors from across France and beyond. In a lively and friendly atmosphere, more than 18 nationalities gathered around the stoves with prestigious delegations. 30 culinary demonstrations were presented to numerous visitors by the most prominent French and international chefs. We witnessed the performances of Lebanese chefs Charles Azar, Joe Barza, and Youssef Akiki, assisted by Aline Kamakian and Jean Haidar, who honored Bulgur by preparing a Lebanese starter, main dish, and dessert before a packed audience. 50 workshops and cooking classes, led by chefs, brought together adults and children alike to learn modern techniques and trends in gastronomy. Visitors could also take a break in the dining area or an open-air brasserie. 20 conferences explored exciting topics related to gastronomy. We attended a talk on the global influence of French cuisine, where chefs Guillaume Gomez, French gastronomy ambassador, Thierry Cherrier, chef at the Quai d'Orsay, Christian Garcia, chef at the Prince's Palace of Monaco, Taigo Lepik, chef to the President of Estonia, Benoit Sinton, to Michelin star chef from Madeira, and Didier Corlu, chef in Hanoi, each shared their experiences cooking for heads of state. As guest of honor, Guillaume Gomez attended the festival for the first time, noting that it allowed him to meet numerous chefs and the public, adding, "Everything here is done to bring people together." The Conference on Cooking and Disability, led by engaged chef Sebastian Richard, members of associations, and the deputy in charge of disability at the Mougins Town Hall, left a strong impression on the audience with its message that finding one's place in the world and seeing difference as a strength is vital. 2 competitions, Young Pastry Chef, chaired by Crystal Brua, former pastry chef of the Élysée, and the Roger Verge Young Chef Competition, chaired by Guillaume Gomez and Thierry Cherrier, highlighted the next generation of young pastry chefs and chefs, who received prestigious awards. 70 exhibitors of artisanal products, focusing on gastronomy, occupied a space where visitors could enjoy tasting local wines and products, along with an area dedicated to tableware, presented by the prestigious Paul Bocuse Foundation. A bookstore, partnered with Cultura, showcased the latest and most essential culinary books, and numerous signing sessions attracted many attendees. After stops in Paris, Rome, Beirut, Tokyo, Dubai, Rio, and Las Vegas, Dinner in the Sky made its way to Mougins from September 13 to 22. Guests enjoyed lunches, gourmet breaks, and private dinners around a table suspended in the air above the village, offering breathtaking 360-degree views of the Cannes Bay and the countryside. In the center of the airborne table, which could accommodate about 20 guests, a small kitchen allowed chefs to prepare and serve exceptional dishes. To conclude the festival, a traditional show was performed by chefs from the Les Toques Brûlées Association, who cooked and used festival products in a festive and unforgettable atmosphere.